Cranky isn't cranky anymore. Alyssa's cranky.
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I'm just going to start filling myself with being the same one on this broadcast. Now we are. There's a big delay, guys. Sorry. I pushed the start button and it took forever. Hello, fellow addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live. For those of you who don't know me, I am Alyssa, your resident head addict. And joining us on the show this week, the crank is back. Our resident cranky old curmudgeon has emerged. EA has successfully managed to tick Patrick off enough that he's bringing back his inner crank.
Yes, the inner crank is alive. And as an homage and punishment for being so cranky the last couple of weeks, I have decided I'm going to do this entire episode all of Quidditch. I don't have a broom, but I do have this lovely Swifter, which is like a modern version of a broom. So I'll do the entire episode sitting on this broom. So, or this Swiffer. There you go, folks. You're gonna have to trust me that it's between my legs. I'm not going there.
So. All right then. And, of course, we're joined by our resident Canadian Super Safi. And speaking of Quidditch, he's giving us all of our latest updates on college Quidditch, one golden snitch at a time.
Yeah, so the finals are coming up for this year.
It's University. There you go.
Be sure to keep an eye on that on ESPN Ocho. And, yeah, this is... So get ready for that, math fans.
And I'm always thrilled when my brother from another mother, everyone's favorite fuzzball, the Wookster, joins us. Generally, because that's another week where the Scientologists haven't gotten him, so I know he's safe.
Yeah, so far so good. I only go to Hollywood as needed, just because they have lots of billboards and churches. They have churches, right?
And, bring your own cans.
Fancy buildings, I don't know.
Yeah, nana, 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 leader. I'm awake, I promise.
We have to start tagging these with Scientology. Just to see what happens. I want to see what happens.
So they'll come after me now. So here's your usual reminder. The show is meant to be interactive, so ask your questions, share your thoughts, all in the comments below us here, and join in on the fun, because we have so much fun. So I can't get over Pat with the stick in the...
It's a Swiffer. It's an upgraded broom. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not squeezing the little handle because... Never mind. Anyway...
So on with the show. Out with the old, in with the new. There are no off days in TSTO. As Bart Royale has left us and Homer versus the 18th Amendment has graced us with its presence. Although I will remind many of you grumbling about the lack of free time, that these events, these mini events, are your downtime in TSTO. They're designed to be finished quickly if you log in consistently, or they're designed to allow you to log in once or twice a day and still get the prizes. So enjoy the downtime, redesign, and relax. Stop yelling about not having any free time. So please take a moment to answer the poll question below us here, if you haven't already, and let us know if you have ever made homemade booze. Have you boys made homemade booze?
See, I went to college, for God's sake, of course.
I have not.
Really?
Yeah.
I know.
I had homemade booze, but yeah, not made it.
I know. Wook almost had his eye taken off by homemade booze.
Yeah, that was a close one.
What was that about?
It's because Alyssa makes homemade booze.
He opened the bottle and it went quite loud.
Wow!
Yeah.
Was it what kind of alcohol was it?
It was beer.
But so homemade beer that was really doing its thing.
Yeah. It was fermented quite nicely.
In college, we used to do the Applejack thing, which is, you know, prison wine. Prison wine that if you let it keep going, it turns into like some heinous, I don't know what it is. I mean, it's very alcoholic. It's horrible. You make it with a baggie and apple crunch or grapes or whatever. It's great stuff. College.
What were you going to say, Walt?
Oh, no. The most I've done is like mixing already made, like making a grog bowl or.
Yeah, same.
when my husband and I used to make, we haven't made it since Riley's been born because it's moved and everything's just crazy. But we used to make homemade beer and we used to make homemade wine, which always came out nice. But when I was in college, we used to make a drink called Hop, Skip, and Get Naked. And what it is a big styrofoam cooler, right? Like a really big styrofoam cooler. You fill it with ice, then you fill it with every kind of booze you have. And then you fill it with Five Alive juice.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to have this thing called Jungle Juice that was basically Everclear and whatever fruit juice we could find. It's horrible, nasty stuff. And probably responsible for more. I'm not going to go there. Anyway.
It's fun to say.
It is. And it kind of makes my whole Quidditch thing old. You know, kind of,
Listen, I'm a mom now. I don't have as much fun as I used to. So I haven't had Hop, Skip, and Get Naked since I was like 21, 22.
I think we just improved the game of Quidditch right there. It's Hop, Skip, and Get Naked.
I disagree because you're the one with the broom between your legs.
This is true. This is true. Just keep your hands off my snitch.
All right, let's before we get start talking about the new mini event itself, let's do a quick Bart Royale wrap up recap thing, or you know, and then we can just let it drift away from our memories because you know that was a rough one. Anyone have anything they want to say first?
Well. Seeing as how it brought out the cranky old guy in me with the whole EA thing. And I got to say, it's kind of hilarious to me that I actually have people that get excited when I get cranky. I find that fascinating. But anyway, bottom line is, what I was saying, I still hold true that the whole six-week thing is stupid. Just do two acts. Simple as that. These little mini events prove that they can do it. They're fine. They're great. Take all the prizes that you saved out for that last 2 weeks, put them into the 4 weeks, make it a 4 week thing, and everybody's fine. I had a good time. I enjoyed the update through the first 4 weeks, and then it was just a grind. So stop it, EA. Stop it.
Okay. Anyone else?
So, I mean, yeah, it was a little long. I wasn't a big fan of the whole theme in general, but I like some of the decorations. I like making an Outlands area. Some of the characters, I mean, Wendell was great. Maggie's skin was awesome. So, yeah, like, overall, it was a meh event.
But by, you know, New Year's, we might be saying that was one of the better ones. Who knows?
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, please, no.
Hopefully EA doesn't bring other events to make this one even better. But, yeah, we'll see.
Book, any parting thoughts with Bart Royale?
I enjoyed it. Like, I didn't hate it, but I didn't grind. I guess I have enough stuff. I was able to go in once or twice a day and get everything. And I'm happy to have, you know, dystopic future Maggie and Emperor Mo. I was really, really excited that Emperor Mo was down on the prize track. So it wasn't the grind to the end character. And yeah, I mean, it could have been better, but it was better than Harry Plopper, that event. So,
I mean, the thing is, I like the fact they've somehow followed these two events because the motorcycle gang stuff fits perfectly in the Outland thing. So I'm having a blast. And I again, because I am now Team Safi, you know, KEM farming casually, I had no issue with buying all of the stuff. The refrigeratorium is great. There's great animation there. This update fits perfectly into my Outlands area. So I'm like, fine. It was great. I like the way they completely confused like five different episodes into one somehow. So it's fine.
I mean, my biggest gripe with it, aside from the 6-week grind, which we've all complained about. I mean, if you follow this blog for any length of time, we've been complaining about 6 weeks since the dawn of time. It's just too long. It's just too long for an event. But my biggest gripe beyond that was that the prizes were lame. Like, okay, yeah, Emperor Mo was cool, but then you had like different damage versions of things. You damage Lord Lad. Like, you don't need skin. You don't. Who wants to grind for a skin? Like, it's just not like not even a character skin, a building skin.
Yeah, and to that point, if you have a Lard Land placed nicely in your town or the Simpsons house or any of these things or the courthouse, why would you blow it up so that you've got, I mean, then it looks like a terrorist act or something. The rest of your town is pristine and the Lard Land is blown up. It makes no sense to me at all. It's really just make a building, make whatever you want to do. It is the ultimate laziness. That's what I was getting called out for, is calling EA lazy. No, a 6-week event and a bunch of skins is really lazy. That's lazy programming, period.
I mean, that was my biggest gripe with it. You know, 6 weeks is too long, but it wasn't hard. It was easy. I finished it well in advance, and I didn't have any issues with any of the acts. But some of the stuff, I was like, why do I want this? I don't, and it all went in my storage. I didn't make an Outlands area, guys. It all went in my storage because I'm good with that being in my storage.
I have it all like piled in a corner of my town and haven't had time to do anything with it. But I wish, yeah, the destroyed skins are sort of, if they wanted us to use them in our town, they needed to be separate buildings. Because I agree with Pat, like, my Lard Lad's being demolished next to my tire fire. It looked cute for a second, but then it became a regular Lard Lad's again.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't mind when holiday decorations are on the prize track because those are different. But like it's a damaged building. I mean,
yeah. Come on. What are we celebrating?
Yeah.
I mean. Oh, I know. We celebrate the Super Bowl. That's when everybody burns up their town. That's right.
I guess you're celebrating either the Simpsons movie or one of the episodes where Springfield gets destroyed. But, yeah, when it's just like a couple buildings, like there should have been like a destroyed Springfield option.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if you're going to do that, do like the lights plunger thing, only with a bunch of buildings destroyed. You know, that's fine. I get it. But again, it's just lazy. It's just plain lazy.
Don't give them any ideas. We might get a couple sequels, Bart Royale 2 and 3 with more destroyed skins.
I don't mind. Again, I didn't mind the stuff. I didn't mind the update. I minded how long it was. It's lazy. I mean, I'm repeating myself, but you know where I'm going.
So let me take it. Go ahead, Joe.
The Ruffians being available for like 50 donuts for all three. I know they're NPCs, but I was happy about that, especially because I do the donut farming in like Safi. You know, I was like, I have that. And I like them roaming around the town, you know, as a reminder, like this could happen again.
Am I the only one that still spends money on this game?
Yes. The last money I spent was Christmas because I got caught off guard and I can't remember what it was I wanted that I bought. And Jesus. I spent,
was it
$100? It might have been Jesus. It might have been Jesus. It was $9. I spent $9, and it was like, okay. I can do
it
that.
Was for Mech Mole Man. You spent
Mech Man, right?
Oh, that's what it was. Mech Man. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
I spent gift cards. So anytime I get gift cards, I kind of compile them, and like I bought a couple boatloads. Yeah.
It is getting weird. Yeah, the gift card thing is getting weird because it used to be the iTunes cards that I got, you know, and I would use those for music and whatever. Now that I've got Apple Music, it's like I download I don't know how many albums a month for $9. I don't need gift cards anymore. And now that I'm donut farming, I don't need gift cards anymore. So just send me movie cards. That's all I want.
Just send me cash.
Yeah, cash is good. But no, the movie cards, we got one of those movie passes. We use the heck out of that thing. man, I don't know how they're making that model work, but they're losing money on us.
People like me probably would use it once and that would be it. All right, let's take a couple reader comments about Bart Royale just to wrap everything up. Amy says, I'm really glad the Bart Royale event is over. I thought it was okay, but not great. I'm enjoying the mini event and I'm looking forward to the episode tie-in. I know in the teaser for the Takedown event, they teased about the Clown College, which I thought they did a while back as well. Would really love to see that next Springfield Heights Part 3 or something good for Easter. Even something for Passover would be nice. Also, being Jewish, I feel like they don't really acknowledge the Jewish holidays much in the game. We got a Kwanzaa skin for Dr. Hibbert, and we have Rabbi Kay in the game, so I really just wish Jewish holidays were more acknowledged. And Brian1984 says, I'm glad the previous event is over. I didn't play at all the last act. I'm disappointed in this mini event as I don't drink, nor do I use other intoxicants. I think I'll abstain from this one too and just play normally. And DeSepia says 6 weeks event used 6 week events used to be fine, but I think what makes them feel too long now is that they aren't 6 week events. They are 60 week events because the structure is the same as the past 10 events or more. EA just needs to drastically change the things you have to do during a 6 week event to get event currency and make it more enticing. And make more enticing final prizes of the act, and we'd be okay.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on those?
I think that they could actually, if they wanted to take their model, instead of having three acts, like whatever, it's, you know, 5 to 7 prizes, just do 4 weeks and have like a 15 prize track.
Yeah.
So you just go 1 to 15.
You mean like they used to do?
Yeah. And when you unlock the first one, then you get, if you want to do the silly crafting items, don't make me grind for the crafting items. Just give me 2 extra things, you know, because I did that.
Right.
Like to get to that act, I need to get this currency and this crafting currency. And when those 2 equal, then you get that prize.
And yeah,
make it a good prize.
I'd settle for going back to what they did for Christmas, but then add in the wrinkle of something fun. I mean, the thing that made a couple of these events great was that there was something more to them. So like the gambling one had all those great little side games and all that stuff that was going on. That was a blast. And then of course everybody knows, you know, Stonecutters. Had the riddles and all the stuff. That was great. I mean, that was really great stuff.
I mean, even if you go back to Clash of Clones, there was a purpose. You had to destroy things. Like you had to go and destroy a building or whatever. Like there was at least a purpose to that.
Feels and
like
they had random neighbors attacking you and stuff. It was totally cool. I mean,
it feels like now they've totally taken out the element of neighbor interactions. Yeah. Like, there's no point in visiting your neighbors anymore. They don't have friendship prizes anymore. Like they've pretty much destroyed the concept. And I get it because a lot of other games don't have neighbor interactions. Like if you play some like Candy Crush type games, the only interaction you have with a friend on Facebook is that they could send you a life. Family Guy, there's really no purpose to visiting your neighbors. Like I get it, but that was what made this game different and they stopped doing it. And it's kind of like lost some appeal in my opinion.
Well, I'm pretty sure EA does not want, you know, addicts to get a life. They want us to play. They want us to play the game. So,
I'd play more if there was more going on. I think, you know, to that point, I'd play more if there was more reasons to play. But, you know, right now the neighbor thing really is a matter of a couple of my neighbors popping into graffiti and me go graffiti their town and that's it. It's like a little wave. Hey, I'm still here. Yeah, me too.
I always get surprised when I see handshakes in my town. I'm always like, oh, somebody was here.
Have you turned on the notifications? Because now I left them on with my iPad, and now when anybody visits, Homer says something like, "Ah, we have visitors, so I better put on pants."
That's a classic one.
Turned that notification off. I was with a client, and all of a sudden my iPad, "Oh, visitors, better put on pants." And he's like, "What was that?" I'm like, "Nothing."
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I had When I was out processing the military, there was like a video about like a guy that did everything wrong and his life fell to shambles. And right at that moment, Homer was like, better him than me. And the whole time. And I was like, oh, turning those off.
All right, let's jump to Homer versus the 18th Amendment, the mini event at hand. Classic episode, one of my favorites, the episode that brought us Rex Banner. I mean,
yeah.
And Rex Banner has been in our game since 2014, or 2013 rather, and is awesome. And I'm shocked it took them 5 years to get to a point where they actually gave us a Homer versus the 18th Amendment mini event. Feels a little like, okay, you could have done this 5 years ago, but thoughts on the content so far?
Loving it. I mean, so much good stuff. I mean, the Canada border crossing. I mean, how can you not love that?
We put that in just for you, Seth.
And then they got a couple more of my bracket battle characters and Mihook and Ramrod. So, I'm really happy with all the prizes in this event and the whole mini event itself. And it's a good continuation from Battle Royale.
Yeah. So, it's interesting for me because I went back to do the Where Did They Come From post, which will be posted soon. And it's interesting to me that I actually liked the other episode better than I did the 18th Amendment one. The one that's got Meat Hook, that's a hilarious episode. There is so many little written hidden gems in that thing. I was just laughing my guts out. It was hilarious. So, I mean, it made me immediately go buy, spend money on those characters. But I like the fact that it's all tied together. And as both of my posts will intimate, it's a booze fest. I'm sorry for anybody that doesn't drink or use any other kind of intoxicants, because this is a booze fest. The two things that are this is based on, you're either drinking or you're fighting. Take your pick. That's what you're doing. So,
yeah, that episode, Take My Wife's Sleaze, is so good.
Oh my, it's hilarious. Yeah. I mean, it is absolutely hilarious. And I know that I don't do justice to your Where Did These Come From post, but I did enjoy going back and rewatching those two episodes.
I
basically just wants an excuse to watch cartoons.
You guys do great. I've enjoyed reading the. I see the Where Did That Come From, and I'm like, ooh, here we go. Yeah.
The motorcycle tool in that episode was great. I loved it.
Well, that's the best animation in the game I've seen in years. I mean, the fight with if you guys don't have that item, it's a premium item, yes, but it is 4.6% or something like that multiplier, which is a killer multiplier. But the animation with Homer and Meathook with the motorcycles is great. I mean, it's hilarious. So, anyway.
Well, yeah, what are your thoughts?
I like the unruly crowd, like, fighting each other. Like, really makes me happy. I'm like, oh, I might actually spend some donuts. And then I like finally getting a little bit more stuff. I get to go to the land of Staffy, which is that phrase.
No, you're good.
Land of Staffy, and yeah, Howard K. Duff is actually a really interesting addition. So, yeah, hopefully they could go back and find a lot of good episodes with Howard K. Duff.
I mean, I would venture to say that the prizes with this, even though there's only six, are better than the prizes that were with Bart Royale.
Yep.
You know, you've got a full character, which you did get with Bart Royale. You got Pyro with Bart Royale, we'll say that, but you got a full character. You've got some classic decorations. It's hard to find fault with this. I mean, I know some people are iffy because it's the booze and stuff like that, but it's St. Patrick's. It's like the perfect event to tie in with St. Patrick's Day, and every year with St. Patrick's Day, there's always some kind of boozy thing in Springfield. So it's just part of... I'm not Irish, but it's part of being Irish, apparently, my husband says. So,
as I wrote about in the beginning of the Where Did It Come From, I pulled no punches on the entire Irish Catholic crossover, but whatever. I'm sorry, it's the hangover, the cranky version of me. So I'm trying my best to go back to nice, but man.
Did you write about what the snakes really were?
No, I mean, no. I didn't go into the origin at all. I really went into more of it's just one giant excuse for five major cities to completely come off
the The best part is how American the drinking on St. Patrick's Day really is. If you go to like Ireland, most Irish people are actually celebrating a religious holiday.
Yeah.
It's all the tourists that are in the bar.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm not Irish, but I love me some St. Patrick's Day. When we were back in the day, my husband and two friends of ours, we actually did a St. Patrick's Day bar crawl. We rented a limo. And we went to like probably 20 bars, like all day between New Jersey and New York City. And we just went to like all these Irish bars. That was a good time.
So as you cross
the border, puked in the limo.
As you cross the border, you have to like change hats and stuff, because if you keep going on that crawl, it goes up to Boston. So you have to like take your Yankees hat off, then you put on your other hat, then you put it on your.
We didn't leave New York. We
okay.
In New York, we stayed, you know.
All right. You're pretty safe there.
Were those the days when you used to hop, skip, and get naked?
Yeah. Well, that was after the hop, skip, and get naked period, but yeah, that was
pretty cool.
That was when I was in my 20s and not smart, I guess. I don't know. I mean, well, we were smart enough to rent a limo, like to get a limo, so nobody drove. Yeah. That was before Uber, so we couldn't just call an Uber.
Oh, that would have been expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see, speaking of which, did you see the story about the guy that made the mistake? He was in another, I think he was in New York, and he lives in somewhere upstate New Jersey, and he was so drunk he asked the Uber guy to take him home instead of back to his hotel. It was like an $1,800 Uber drive or something to take him home.
That's too much.
I love that. Oh, here you are, sir. That's $1,800.
I mean, you should listen. If you're going to drink, you shouldn't drive. You shouldn't drink an Uber app. So,
yeah.
Have somebody responsible Uber app for you.
Yeah, that may be my next fallback job. They're bringing Uber and Lyft back to Eugene. They eliminated it for years, apparently. So they're bringing it back. So I'm thinking about it. This could be it. My semi-retirement.
I should mention this episode of Addicts Live is not sponsored by Uber or Lyft. But if you're interested in sponsoring us, please send me an email, tstoaddictsblog@gmail.com, and I will happily oblige.
Preferably Lyft, because Uber is in a bit of chaos right now. So.
All right, let's talk about the land issue. Some people thought maybe it would resolve with the removal of Bart Royale. But it's still there. You still have to get tokens. They're still giving tokens away. This one has two land tokens with this event. But it's still a pain for a lot of players. I see a lot of players complaining they're not even buying stuff because they have no land to put it on. Are you guys still finding that it's frustrating?
No, it's just making Florida bigger. I mean, I've got this weird extension that's just Florida. So it's, yeah, I don't know. I don't really, I'm with you, Alyssa. I don't understand the whole land thing. I have tons of land that I can buy with actual cash that I haven't used. And my town is jam packed, as you can hear, with 10,000, whatever I am up to now, 10,200 or whatever it is. I'm maxed out as far as items, but I have loads of land left over, so I don't get it. Except the whole Florida thing, which is annoying. But that's where my outland is now. All right, Badlands, Outland, whatever. So it's up in Florida, where it belongs.
My issue with the land is it's not where I want it to be. I want land like directly opposite from the ocean. Like that's where I want a strip to open up, not to the bottom of Springfield. I want it directly opposite from the ocean, and they're not putting any new land there, and it's driving me crazy.
Okay, then we're going to get back into that whole bottom-top conversation.
Well, that's what I said, directly opposite from the ocean.
Okay.
And then I don't want land directly opposite from the mountains. I want land from the ocean.
Okay, I got it.
Book, what do you think? Is it bothering you, or are you good?
I have so much empty land. Like, I literally can build 150 donuts worth of Quickie Marts on the bottom of my thing, and I have everything. Everything. So, yeah. Yeah, it just depends on how you design. And I'm not going to tell somebody that they have to smush their things together. But I would say if you take a jaunt through my town, my stuff's not smushed together. Some things are close together, if it makes sense. And I have really big, like, mansion areas. So, I don't know. I have a super prison in my town. So, I don't know.
I'm going to do a post on that because I, as you know, I have loads of open land. I have tons of forested area. I have loads and loads and loads of water, which is basically just land with water on it. So I'm not sure. I'm really flummoxed by how people are out of land. I don't get it, but whatever.
Yeah. Go ahead. I guess if you put one building on each square of land, it is possible that if that was your condition, one building for one square of land, yes, you are probably out of squares of land. But I've, other than maybe like somewhere in Wyoming, have never seen a place where that was the way a town existed. Like,
yeah. Like, I'll do a post on this next Friday. That'll be my Friday filler next week.
Even in Wyoming, they have strip malls. So.
There you go.
Right, like some of the buildings, just looking at them, you know they have to like touch another building, or it's just weird.
Yep.
Yeah.
Saf, you have any thoughts?
I'm kind of used to it now. I made a big change after the nuking. So previously, all my streets were like three lanes deep. I would have like streets going both up and down, and a monorail strip in between. So when you do that, you go through a lot of land. So I was running a little low on land previously because of that. Because just imagine tripling your roads. So without that, now I'm just doing single roads, and like the monorail is just doing whatever it wants now. I have tons and tons of land. The one thing I kind of do miss, I would always like save up my money and then buy one whole strip of land at once, like just spend $20 million or whatever. So now with the tokens, yeah, I don't like that I have like that Florida sticking out. I like to have like that straight, nice, clean edge. So yeah, just a little bit of an OCD thing, but otherwise, it's not really too bothersome.
It's good to know who you are. I think it's always good about, you know, in life to know who you are. So it's interesting. So your mindset was more a utopian, perfect Toronto or perfect, you know, whatever. So you always had the huge boulevards and the, you know, yeah. So it's like what Paris wanted to be, or what what they wanted to make the utopian. No, I won't go there. You know, I was gonna say the whole Nazi design of what the way the Nazis were designed.
Now we're gonna get
my inspiration.
No, I'm sorry. No. Albert Speer, he was the architect. It was this huge, giant boulevards. That a few of them still exist, but it's pretty interesting. Anyway, sorry.
That's spelled KNOTSEE. Yes. That's what Pat was saying.
Yeah. Okay then.
The Nazis.
Yeah. Yes.
He cannot see how you're out of land.
Okay, well, let's call it.
All right. Do you guys think, and a lot of players were complaining with Bart Royale. Like, a lot of people were like, I'm done with this game. This is lame. I'm bored, blah, blah, blah. And then the same players I noticed came back with this event and said, oh, this is good. So do you think that this mini event might have saved the game for some players?
I don't.
After the tragedy of Bart Royale.
The tragedy.
I really don't think so. I just think people will complain. Like, they'll complain no matter what you do. You make an event 6 weeks, they'll complain it's too long. You make it 2 weeks, they'll complain it's too short. You give characters, they'll be like, oh, there's too many characters at the top. You give them too few characters, they'll complain, oh, why don't we have these characters? And I think, yeah, it's just nature of the beast. We're just complainers.
Yeah, let's be honest. This is called TSTO Addicts. So this is a little bit like, you know, someone saying, that's it. They changed the label on my beer bottle. I'm quitting beer forever. It's like, no, you're not. Just stop. No, you're not. So, I mean, the thing is, I think that we're at a place where it is boring. That's the word you were really hitting on. So I'm fascinated that a number of people have come into comments that had taken a six-month layoff or a one-year layoff and came back, and they really loved Christmas and whatever, and now they're bored again. There's some validity to that. Christmas was a great event. But the I don't know. Yeah, the whole thing of I'm quitting, that's it. It's like, uh-huh, yeah. We'll see you next week. When they bring back Sarah Wiggum. There you go.
I have a buddy that quit the game, but when we were talking about the game, he's like, oh, I thought about starting that, but I'm afraid to. Like, it's like when you quit, you know. Like,
Can't
hang out with people that do it. You can't.
Yeah, that's right. One wife has been nicked.
I'm like, I'm still playing it. I'm still okay, but everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one nice thing about some of these events. They've really, if EA wants to keep addicts playing, like if their you know, goal is to get you into the game constantly, there's a lot of players, myself included, who used to play all the time, who now, like, I barely touch my game on a Saturday. You know, I barely, like, during the week, sometimes I forget to log into my game while I'm at work. And I used to never be like that. So, and I was telling these guys before we started the show, if I'm finished with something like a prize track, I don't touch my game. That's why I don't Quickie Mart Farm or all that stuff, because I just can't, I don't want to be bothered. It's like, if I'm done with the goal, I don't want to see my Springfield, because I've been doing this for 5 years, and it's like there's nothing that's really keeping me engaged when there's downtime. Like, there's no purpose for cash anymore. Like, there's no reason to grind. You know, so outside of a few fun animations, what's the purpose of sending players on tasks?
Okay, so I have the perfect analogy. So when I wrote my cranky thing to EA at the end of that thing, when I blew that thing up, it's very much like somebody who goes to their kitchen and finds a nice little cup of, like, 12-year-old scotch, and they get a little hit every day. Yeah, this is great. And so I'm not addicted. I'm just having this one 12-year-old scotch. But then when I start going there, it's apple juice for like a week and a half. Then it's like, okay, this is not the same. Now I'm really upset. I want my 12-year-old scotch. That's what this is. It's like they entice you by having a good start, and then suddenly you're on apple juice, and for a week and a half, 2 weeks, you're just like, I'm still coming back, and it's still apple juice. This is really annoying. You know, so whatever.
I wish they would stick to the mini event format. I really enjoy the mini events. I think they could whole year of mini events.
Me too.
Yeah. I definitely think the mini events are better than level updates were. I mean, the nice thing with the level update is there was no timeline on it. Like, you could do it whatever you wanted. But I definitely think the mini events are more engaging and better than a level update was, even though it's essentially the same amount of content. You know, sometimes you get two premium characters versus one. But you get a freemium character, a freemium building generally, so a bunch of freemium decorations, then you get premium stuff. And I definitely think it's better to do it in the mini event format. And I agree. I mean, they probably could do just a solid year of mini events and be fine.
Yeah.
Although people will probably get bored of those. So
I'll be back. I just got a little bit of a family issue. I'll be right back.
The children have taken over the Nahasa Pima Petalonan household.
take the Quidditch broom with you. So,
oh boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
Steffi has to find a snitch.
Yeah. But I think it's like they really have eliminated the addict element, like the reason why this site is TSTO Addicts is because this game was highly addictive. Like, that was something people used to joke about all the time, like how they were more addicted to this game than anything else. Like, there are people who would tap in the middle of the night on the toilet. Like, that was, we used to have a feature on the site called, you know, you're an addict if, and it was like people would write in all kinds of random crazy things that they would do. People don't do that anymore because it's not the same. Like, it's apple juice, you know, that's essentially what it is. It's,
yeah.
So
Christmas, I'll say that Christmas was the only time in the last several months that I was literally setting the 4-hour timer. And I did, you know, oh, I have to go to the bathroom in the middle of a board meeting or something, you know, so I can go out and clear. But I absolutely don't do it. I'm with you. I mean, it's really an afterthought a couple times a day now.
I've had more missed days in the past 2-3 months than I like double that I did the previous 4 years. So, yeah, I've gone a few days where I haven't tapped. I quit a few days, actually.
And if you've been playing long enough, it doesn't matter if you've missed, you missed a few days, you could still catch up because you have a lot of the, you know, characters or whatever is required to do something else. But it's just, I don't know. I feel like even this short ago is like 2015. Well, that was almost 3 years ago, but, you know, I was still more engaged in the game, because the events, you know, you're so consistently worried about getting everything and making sure you reached all the goals. But now it's like, okay, well, stuff's not as good. And I don't know if it's just that I can't imagine that they're running out of ideas because there's so much stuff to pull from, but I don't know if they're running out of ideas of concept, not content, but more like how to implement the content.
It's not that difficult. I mean, they could ask our crew, as we have done a few times, to come up with some event ideas. It's not rocket science. There are so many different events. And as they've taken to doing, they base an entire event on like a little smidgen of something. At least the Bart Royale thing was based on a couple of big ones, as is this mini event is based on a couple of actual episodes. But most of the content is coming from a couple of episodes. The other stuff, I mean, a couple of those, they based off of the Harry Plopper thing. Good Lord. Some of those things appeared literally for 2 seconds and they were gone. There's only a couple in this one that are like that. The Canada Crossing, sorry, Safi, and the
you were going there.
Yeah, and then I can't remember. It's the I've forgotten the name of it. The one that's the other thing that's got like tons of duff beer out in front of it. That literally is a drive-by. It flashes by in one episode. It has nothing to do with anything.
Well, the Canada Crossing they put in just for Safi, so
which I like. I think it's good. And actually, it's really more along the lines of where half the United States citizens may end up in the next 5 years, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Go Blue Jays.
Play a wall.
Canada said, you know what portion of Canada's for Americans? None of it.
That's right.
No, Safi gets it. Actually, a province.
technically territory, but yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever. One of those things. It's your one of your states.
Yeah, we have territories.
We have to start calling them states, though. If enough of them get up there, that'll be the first vote. Well, enough Americans are up there that we can take over the vote. We'll say, okay, and we're calling these states now. No more provinces. That's silly. So they're states.
United States of Canada.
Yeah, there you go. anyway.
Does anyone have anything else they want to say about you guys are welcome to go. Canada's good by all means. Pat, you're real close. Go ahead.
I'm not that close. I don't have a passport.
So you know you want to wear this.
Yeah, there you go. They took away my passport years ago. So
does anyone have anything they'd like to say as far as Homer versus the 18th Amendment or Bart Royale or any, you know, just to wrap up this segment here?
I'm enjoying it. There you go.
I think we've enjoyed it. I think it's a good transition from Bart Royale to St. Patrick's Day. Love the characters. Love the prizes. Yeah. Canada Border Crossing.
Make sure you log into your game on St. Patrick's Day because there will be a St. Patrick's Day gift. They don't give a gift at Christmas, but they give one at Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day.
Hopefully.
All right. Let's check in with Nuclear Safi. Since it's been a month since we last checked in, where's the progress now? Is Springfield rebuilt?
It's getting there. It's quite progressive. Sorry, I don't have my iPad to show you guys connection. But yeah, I got my residential area complete. You guys already saw my boardwalk and ornate pier and waterfront area. I got my airport complete, my Casino Royale complete. So getting all the buildings out and putting them in those little areas that I wanted to. Was great because now whenever I have some spare time, I'll just work on one section, and I got my education area complete with all my schools, and the little wild forest areas and with the caves and caverns and all that done. So yeah, it's coming together.
So you're basically checking off little color squares on your spreadsheet, right? They're turning to some other color.
It's a mental spreadsheet this time.
Really? Is that your therapist talking?
I kind of have plans of where all the entertainment stuff is. I've been working on my the Pride area lately, so
Hold on. Wookiee live from Skyfinger 5 surveying the wreckage of Safi's town. It looks nice. Yeah, he's got his monorail going and he's got a lot of land that he could still buy. It looks good, buddy. You're doing a good job. The people are thriving. No mutants. There is a destruction in Outlands area, but otherwise pretty good stuff.
No sign of a zombie apocalypse
area in that area.
There is a vampire shielding himself from the sun, which is a little strange. Not sure if that has anything to do with the nukes. And there are a lot of people by the Japanese Quickie Mart. I don't know.
Everyone's on a 4-hour task. What's it called?
You only have one little piece of whatever.
Where you need to send a poo on that 4-hour task. So I haven't done that. I keep a poo on the 7-day task, and I just send people on that 4-hour task over and over to collect premium currency. I totally forget the name of the task, but you know what I'm talking about, I hope.
Man, you're a slave driver to a poo. 7-day task.
I'm always worried about a mini event or event starting that requires a poo.
Well, this one you need a poo for, I believe, one of the tasks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like the 4th or 5th.
Okay, I got it.
I think it's the 6th prize, maybe.
you have to drop some donuts to free him up.
I'll tell you which one, so you know if you're there or not.
Well, right now I'm working on the Canada border crossing, so I'm taking my time.
Can't believe seven-day task for a poo. Poor guy. No wonder he doesn't like his kids.
And everyone's doing that 4-hour task at the Walking Quickie Mart. They all earn $260. So, with the number of premium characters that I have, because I don't have all the premiums yet. I didn't get all the premium characters last event either. So,
For Puff Puff, part 5, you need a poo for a 1-hour task.
Perfect. So I'm on part 3. I think a poo probably still has like 3 or 4 days to go, so it'll be fine.
No OCD here, folks. No OCD. He doesn't need a spreadsheet. It's all up here. Pretty impressive. I will say the only thing I'm bummed about is that they didn't give Homer a motorcycle to drive around. I think that Homer should have a motorcycle to go along with the rest of that.
I don't think Homer should ever have a motorcycle.
No.
That'll give you a purpose for destroyed buildings in Springfield.
But that's the whole premise of that. That's what I'm excited about. Read the Where Did It Come From, because I quote the actual song lyrics that are in the bit where Bart is teaching Homer how to ride the motorcycle. The song lyrics are hilarious. I mean, that has got one of those. That's one of those episodes where stuff goes by and I went, what? And I had to like go search down the lyrics to find them on, you know, it was like one of those giant Google Quest things where I kept finding more and more weird little details. That was a funny episode. But yeah, Homer should get to ride his motorcycle. He should get the classic Harley. He won it after all. Anyway.
All right, let's jump to poll results. So the poll once again was, have you ever made homemade booze? So 70% of you said, nope, not at all. You guys don't know what you're missing. 17.5% said homebrew. That's just as good as that wonderful Duff. 6% said homemade wine. 3.5% said a moonshine.
Yeah, there you go.
2.6% said bathtub gin all the way. And we have a few comments about the poll as well. I want to get to, some of these are pretty funny. Ebron says, used to make some mean applejack in college from fermenting apple cider with yeast. We would mix it 50-50 with hot constant comment tea. Yum.
Wow. That's going all organic and a little batshit crazy. It's like, whoa, what happened to Joe? That's applejack. Didn't have enough tea. That's clever. I like that.
Fred says, howdy, y'all. Interesting poll. Growing up in Oklahoma meant only 3.2 beer from grocery/convenience stores and never on Sun, which explains why so many Sooners brew their own. I had an uncle who made it who made his own wine, but you never knew what it was until you took a sip. His cantaloupe or rhubarb wine is still talked about at family gatherings.
Cantaloupe. Oh, my God.
Tracy says, your survey is flawed. I haven't brewed or fermented alcohol from scratch. I have made cherry bounce. Layers of sugar, cherries, cloves, cinnamon, and drenched in good quality Jack Daniels. Knock your socks off if you do more than a sip.
There you go.
And Bruder says, my dad used to make bathtub gin, and I kid you not, he almost blew up the house when I was little.
There you go.
And Silly Boy says, funny poll. Yes, I've actually made my own gin. I started with vodka and infused it with botanicals, some homegrown, to make Dutch-style gin. Recipe found on internet.
Is gin actually, like, made from vodka?
You can do it that way. It's distilled. It's distilled the same way. The vodka is like you stop it at a certain place, and gin, you add all the extra stuff in there. Mostly stuff that would kill you if you ate it by itself. I mean, we just actually had this tasting at the club that was a bunch of these boutique distilleries have popped up in Oregon. There's like hundreds of them. And the new thing is infused vodka or infused gin or whatever. And they brought one by that was so weird. I mean, I really like mango infused vodka. This guy had like Heather infused. I'm like,
Joe, your fiance was infused in vodka?
Exactly. It was so strange. It tasted good, but it was like, okay, that was who came up with this idea, you know? So anyway, it's weird.
At the gathering of family for events this week, we were arguing about whether Scotch and whether whiskey with an E or not was made a difference.
Yeah no, there's a whole real
made in Scotland.
Yes.
And whiskey is made in the US.
It's the same with champagne. Champagne can't be made in the United States except by a couple of very select places because it has
to be made in Champagne, France.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Although all
snooty
the
French.
Literally all of the grape vineyards in France died because of some infestation, and it was California's grapes that saved all their vineyards. So really, all the champagne vineyards are California grapes.
Listen, as much crap as I give California, they make some damn good wine. And there's nothing I love more than like a Chateau Saint-Jean Cinque Chapage or a J. Lore Cabernet. Like, oh, so
Well, the players were really
good. Oregon makes really good Pinot Noir. That's my favorite. Like, if I'm telling somebody to get Pinot Noir, I tell them, make sure it's an Oregon Pinot Noir.
I was just going to say that there's a giant battle going on between Oregon and California right now because we're starting to win a ton of the big deals with the Willamette Valley Pinots. So it's very interesting. Yeah. The people, I mean, that was the interesting thing is people came up from California for Ali's wedding. And they were absolutely swarming on the Willamette Valley wines, but they wouldn't admit that they were better. You know, it's pretty funny.
Are the winemakers from California? Because everybody in Oregon is people leaving California to make
California. True.
Pretty much. But yeah, no, we aren't the state of Jefferson yet. It's pretty close.
When I turned 21, one of the things we did was we did a Napa Valley and Sonoma Valley wine tours because I love wine, although I don't drink it much anymore, but I love wine. And I mean, it's, if you guys like, I know some people from outside of the US are going to get really snooty and be like, no, France has better wine. No, Italy has better wine. I'm telling you, there's some really good, and they're not crazy expensive unless you go to a restaurant and try to buy them, but like some really good California wines and some really, like, I highly recommend, Oregon Pinot Noirs as well, because that stuff's so good.
Yeah, Oregon Pinots kind of kick. Actually, what's funny is that upstate New York in the Finger Lakes area has a couple of wineries that are starting to show up. It's interesting for what they do. Yeah, I don't really like wine myself, which is hilarious, but I'm not going to explain why. It has to do with Annie Green Springs and Two Quarts when I was 16, so I've never been able to get over it.
I don't like wine at all. It makes me throw up.
Yeah, there you go. And back to Annie Green Springs.
Yeah. Like, I'll enjoy it while I'm drinking it, but then I'm like, why did I do that?
That's well, yeah. When you guys are all, when we're all together next time, I will make everyone some hop, skip, and get naked.
There we go.
But if you get naked,
it worked.
Ew. Hopefully,
the tolerance level is a little higher than it was, you know.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. I just got the shivers thinking about that day. two bottles of Annie Green Springs, one plum, one peach, and I was actually trying to make the move on this girl I'd been lusting over for my entire life, but instead projectile vomited all over the entire oh, no. Talk about a mood killer, that'll do it.
It always comes back to puke.
It does.
All right, so a few comments to wrap up. Silly Boy says, hated last event, liking current mini event. Bruder says, Safi, I nuked Krustyland and filled it with green beer.
Oh, wow.
So it doesn't surprise me that Bruders would do something like that. Silly Boy says, gin is made with neutral spirits. Vodka is considered to be a neutral spirit, unflavored. And whiskey is a generic term for spirits made from mash. The brown color comes from aging in burnt out wine barrels. See, the more you know, guys, the more you know. I wish I had
the best power to have an E.
Yeah, did you see that there's a new release? I can't remember which of the major whiskey brewers actually is doing it in beer casks now. They loaned out their casks to a beer company, brought them back, and now they're aging it in this beer cask and selling it for more. Talk about a marketing ploy. There you go. Can you taste the difference?
And Silly Boy adds, Oregon has some of the best Pinot Noirs in the world, which, you know, I wholeheartedly agree. And Elad says, I'm outside the U.S. and going to be snooty and say South Africa has better wine. Ooh. It has some good wine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to become really valuable with no water. So we'll see how that goes. I'm just saying. Short-lived.
And Brewers adds, I've been in Napa Valley, and they do the best wine I've ever tasted. And
olives.
And she also, because she missed the beginning of the show, Pat. She joined us late. So she wants to know if you're going to clean windows with that contraption.
No, but I do need some talcum powder now. I'm starting to chafe.
Well, at least you don't have the risk of splinters.
This is true.
Master splinter.
All right. Anyone have anything they'd like to add?
No.
I'm going to do a plug. So I will say that there was a number of people that were very nice about my Friday filler yesterday and asked why I hadn't brought up Uganda lately, et cetera, et cetera. There's a reason, is that we've been working with Rotary. We've done a number of projects there, but we have a big project coming up that I will start plugging. So be prepared, those of you who get all cranky when I talk about Uganda. We have a big project that we're going to work on that's outside the box. So be ready. Save your do donuts, I should say the KEM farming, and take the money you would spend on sprinkles and put it in a fund and then be able to give it to us.
Do you accept iTunes gift cards?
We'll figure out a way. I'm going to figure out a way. Now, you, as I made very clear.
How about I barter with you and give you some movie theater gift cards instead?
There we go. As I made very clear yesterday, and I will say this out loud, Alyssa and her buddies over at Family Guy are extremely generous in keeping this entire thing going, because all the money that comes in here that goes to me goes out to Uganda, and there's always added dollars there. So
100% of the ad dollars made from Family Guy goes right to Friends of Bowija.
Yeah, Russian Tigger, 100%. She's amazing.
That was a decision made by Russian Tigger to do, because she did not want to accept any money for doing the site now that she's doing it by herself. And I don't need money from that site because I don't do anything there. So 100% of that money goes to Friends of Bowija.
And enough money every month to pay all of the things that we have to do comes out of TSTO. So,
yes, a portion of the Addicts ads go to Friends of Ouija. The rest of them go to funding the site. I know people tell me that it doesn't cost that much to run the site, and it might not cost that much to run the site, but buying iTunes gift cards to keep content coming to you guys does cost a lot of money.
There's nothing else to be said. The amount of work you do is enough, period. End of story, end of conversation. I will say, as we were talking, hilariously, I got a text from Emma in Uganda. Thanks, I got money. So there we go. Literally, as I was saying that, it's hilarious. So, all right, then.
Anyway.
Plug that.
Anyone have any book? Do you want to plug anything?
Oh, that's just nice to do an Addicts thing. I'd like to thank my Heather, who's not in Pat's chin, who's been sitting here in my bedroom quietly the whole time.
Hi, Heather.
I have the headphones in so that the
I just felt like yelling in your ear.
Okay, thanks. They say hi, babe. But laughingupfuzzball.net, I do that podcast semi regularly every week. So somehow. And go beach. School is hard.
All right, guys. The next live episode should be in 2 weeks, March 24th. We should likely have a new event to talk about then, the way EA goes. So hopefully they listen to us and we have something more entertaining to talk about. Well, not that this wasn't entertaining, but more of an event that's more entertaining to talk about. Not a mini event, but an event. So we will see everyone in a couple of weeks. Have a good rest of your Saturday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And don't forget, tomorrow in the U.S., I think Canada too, or no? U.S.?
Parts of Canada.
Oh, yeah, daylight savings. Yeah.
Tomorrow is daylight savings. So remember to spring forward so you lose that hour. It's going to suck.
Lose an hour? Oh, lose an hour. Don't forget. Yeah,
it's all in your head. Time is relative. It's all relative.
Yeah, well, but you can be late to work if you use that line, Pat.
That's right. Actually, because I work for myself, I fire myself regularly for being late or too early. So there you go. And I keep showing up. So.
All right, guys. We will see everyone next time. And like I said, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at TSTOaddicts. Until next time, friends.